From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Some people in Hawaii are watching the national healthcare debate with a been there, done that attitude. Hawaii has one of the country's lowest percentages of uninsured residents. It passed its own healthcare redesign 35 years ago. From Hawaii Public Radio, Ben Marcus reports.
Longtime Hawaii Congressman Neil Abercrombie wants to be clear. Hawaii is not trying to exempt itself from efforts to overhaul healthcare. But
should the happy circumstance take place that the national bill is better than ours, offers more benefits, and is more reasonably priced and available than ours, well, then, of course, we'll rescind ours.
Hawaii was the first state to attempt universal coverage. It did it by instituting an employer mandate. In other words, all businesses, big and small, must provide health insurance for employees who've worked more than 20 hours a week. These days, only about 8% of Hawaii's population is uninsured. That's half the national average and way ahead of states like Texas with 25% uninsured. Congressman Abercrombie is joined in the fight by the rest of the state's long-term and subsequently powerful delegation. They've inserted explicit language protecting Hawaii's system in both the House and Senate versions of national health care overhaul.
I certainly wouldn't want to question that wisdom.
That's Jeannie Pressler. She's a high-ranking hospital executive and an advocate for Hawaii's uninsured. Pressler's been an influential voice in the Hawaii health care debate for many years. She says there's a lot worth protecting.
We do have good health care and access to health care and the lowest cost per enrollee in Medicare anywhere in the nation. And again, for our commercial payers, we have the second lowest premiums anywhere in the nation.
Still, Pressler says Hawaii's not immune to the growing cost of health care, a burden that forces some companies to find ways around the mandate. Here at the Waikiki Health Center, it's a busy morning. The center caters to low-income and homeless patients. Through this recession, it's seen a tenfold increase in workload as the newly jobless lose their employer-provided insurance. Waiting in line is Jason Sampson. He was recently laid off from a local detail shop. To get treatment, he must first sit down with Gary Gorman, an eligibility coordinator. Sampson tells her that despite working full-time, he didn't get insurance.
Okay, so they never offered any kind of health insurance at all?
They told me after 30 days that I would be getting it, but I never got no health card, insurance card, anything like that. And they never took it out of none of my paychecks.
The health center says they see a lot of this, companies withholding insurance against state law. They also hear of employers scaling back hours to avoid the mandate. Sam Sloan is a small businessman and a Republican state senator. He says the mandate has put Hawaii companies who follow the rules at a disadvantage, probably forcing some out of business altogether.
And you know, anecdotally, you can tell stories about that, but somebody says, well, show me where it actually happened. And that's really hard to do.
It's hard to do because the employer mandate, as he sees it, is just one of many onerous mandates, taxes, and regulations in Hawaii. Other businesses see the mandate as a benefit. At Murphy's Bar and Grill in downtown Honolulu, owner Don Murphy says he provides health insurance not just for individual employees, but in some cases their whole family.
So, you know, you want to help them out. I mean, that's, you know, when you do that, hopefully they stay. And, you know, I've got, God, I don't know, my average employee's probably been here over 10 years. So I've got a couple guys that have been with me since I opened. It's 22 years.
Though he readily admits the rising cost of that benefit is eating into the bottom line. Jerry Russo, a health economist at the University of Hawaii, doesn't discount the mandate's impact on businesses. In the face of skyrocketing insurance premiums, he says Hawaii employers are unable to drop coverage.
And we've seen that on the U.S. mainland, that a lot of employers have dropped coverage, whereas in Hawaii it's continued to be stable. Now, that may have been a hardship for the employers. We don't really know.
Whether or not the mandate is a hardship on businesses, Russo believes it's quite amazing that a system designed 35 years ago still provides widespread coverage today. And it looks like that system may continue for decades to come. Protection for Hawaii's employer mandate is still alive in both the House and Senate versions of healthcare overhaul. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Honolulu.